Gary Volbo's garage is his garage next to his century-old home on Huntsville Avenue in South Fayetteville. The narrow shop's tightly organized with tools, parts, and computer equipment, all at arm's length. He's so well stocked, in fact, auto parts store owners refer their Volvo customers to him.
Because a lot of times, you know, for most of the things, I've got the parts. Yeah, it's not like I got a big inventory, but I've got the little parts that count.
Aside from wrenching, Gary Volvo loves two other things, classical music and airplanes. A Mozart CD plays in the background, occasionally interrupted by an airport terminal scanner monitoring Drake Field. Today, Gary's working on a 1958 black Volvo sedan. He stands at his workbench and is scraping funk off the lip of an oil pan, then greases it for a fresh gasket.
Transmission pan filter gasket kit.
Gary works 4 days a week on an average of 12 cars. He works on every make of Volvo, even the computerized vehicle control systems. There's no lift in this garage. Constantly reaching up makes his back and arms ache, he says. So Gary slides under the jacked up car on top of a thick sheet of cardboard to replace the transmission oil pan. Gary's wife, Carol, takes care of appointments and bookwork. She's not here right now. She's taken one of the Volvo owners to her doctor's appointment because her car is here being repaired. But such above and beyond generosity, as you will learn, is common at this garage. Gary Volvo's real name is Gary McLaren, by the way. But he lists himself only in the white pages as Gary Volvo.
Everybody knew that I worked on Volvos. They knew that I was Gary. But, you know, I was supposed to trying to remember spell or anything else my last name.
He has plenty of business since he first opened his own shop in 1988. He's worked on foreign cars since 1982, and way before that, as a kid, started out fixing lawn mowers on the farm over in Oklahoma. Independent Volvo mechanics of this caliber are rare these days. He's scheduled a month in advance.
I've got them all the way from, this is either a 58 or a 59, and I've got couple of 2011s coming in. So,
what is it about Volvos that you prefer?
Well, like if you talk to Irv Gordon here with his little 66 P1800 that went into the meet this year with 3 million miles, and then Pearl up there with her antique license plate with over 400,000. I mean, do you see many cars with that kind of mileage?
That's why Volvo owners tend to stick with the brand. Gary says it's the hard steel used in the frames, making them into small tanks. You'll see Volvo drivers in the outback of Newton and Carroll counties. Like Sue Hopkins, she drives a powder blue sedan with 200,000 miles on it. She's a medical social worker at Eureka Springs Hospital, but lives out in the country north of town.
My car had just died in the middle of the night. I was coming home from a trip in Tulsa, and the car died in the middle of the night. I had it towed to his place, and so I was there bright and early in the morning when Gary got there, and he already knew the symptoms that the car had just stopped abruptly on the highway, and suddenly he's just opening up the passenger side of the car, and I thought was ripping out my rugs on the floorboard. He didn't really rip them, but it looked like it. He was just going at it so fast. He pulls out the motherboard on the car, you know, tucks it under his arm, walks into the house. 5 minutes later, he comes out with the motherboard in one hand and a soldering iron in the other, puts the motherboard, which is the computer, back into the car, turns the car back on, charges me $25, and that was it.
Unlike most mechanics, Gary Volvo seeks to reincarnate vehicles so happy customers can drive them for decades. And apparently some of his patrons are his for life.
Well, I've had customers, move away from here and like up to Colorado, Arizona. I even had one move to Hilo, Hawaii, and they wanted me to come with them, of course.
So what do other mechanics make of this guy? David Lang's a recreational mechanic, and he, too, works on Volvos.
He's got a huge customer base. And you just don't see stuff like that much anymore, really. You know, he's more into, for instance, like fixing a relay versus throwing a new one in there, stuff like that, you know, bringing back refurbishing stuff. That's cool. He's got his own style. But yeah, he's unique.
Gary Volvo charges $65 an hour, but between us, he's sliding scale. Low-income folk typically get a break here. But these days, if you purchase a new vehicle from a dealer, they start hassling you via mailers and web notices to upgrade to a new car 2 years later. But Volvo's Endure, invented in Sweden in the 1920s as a luxury vehicle, they were later made into taxis, ambulances, trucks, and military vehicles. They were that stout. By 1966, the Volvo had advanced ahead of the pack with disc brakes, a split steering column, interior safety belts. This is in 66. Energy-absorbing crumple zones at the front and rear, and safety door locks.
You know, like, these cars are great for kids, you know, learning to drive, because they're so cheap to fix and they're so durable and all. And one of the advertisements for these was to drive it off a cliff and knock about half of the nose in. Then the driver unstraps himself, opens the door, closes the door, and then opens the rest of the door and closes them. As in, there's nothing wrong with the passenger compartment, even though the front end is halfway mashed in.
Volvo was an early adopter of fuel injection and turbocharged engines and an innovator in V6 technology. By 1980, it was the largest European exporter to the United States, but eventually was overtaken by Japan. March 1999 was a dark day for Volvo owners. It sold out to American Ford Motor Company. And now China owns the brand.
And now that Geely of China has bought it from Ford, this is going to be an interesting transition. So I've talked to Tech over there at Tulsa, and he says even the dealers have problems with the DICE unit for diagnosing, downloading software and all this for the newer ones because of all of the problems and changeover. Even though the Chinese are responsible for manufacturing the electronics for, you know, plugging in to do that.
That DICE unit allows for operational computer upgrades standard in all vehicles now. So the fate of Volvo now lies in the hands of the Chinese. And with Gary Volvo edging towards retirement, the fate of local Volvo drivers also at risk. But he'll be working in his garage for a little while more. And occasionally, the only thing he needs to do is raise the hood and look at a misbehaving engine.
Like, you know, somebody comes in and they've got a knock in their car and it sounds like a rod or a main bearing or something like that, you know, and the engine's going to have to be torn apart to repair it. And all of a sudden, it goes away and don't come back. And everything's fine.
It's possible. Vehicular miracles can happen. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.